It's a listener request show, and many of you mentioned those moments during our celebrity interviews in which we all found out something surprising about our guests.
For example, we interviewed Representative Aaron Schock, the youngest member of Congress, in August of 2009, and found out about a heretofore secret high-level summit meeting.
The picture that got famous in TMZ, which still loves you a lot, in which you're lounging by the pool, showing off a pretty premium-level craft-brewed six-pack, if you know what I mean. Because of that photograph, you were asked once, we found this, whether you felt, in your professional congressional opinion, whether you or President Obama had the better bod. And you said you didn't know. Have you had a chance to check it out? Because we know what guys are like. I'm a guy. You're out there. You're hanging out at some congressional thing. We're checking each other out. We're seeing who's bringing it. So what do you think?
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint. The opportunity has not presented itself. However, I will say that at the White House picnic that I was invited to, Michelle was there, First Lady Michelle Obama, with a sleeveless shirt on, and she was looking pretty buff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually complimented her on her arm.
You did? You actually went up to Michelle Obama, you said, hey, nice guns. What did you do?
I did.
Come on, no, stop. What did you say to the First Lady of the United States? I want to hear it.
We were along the rope line at the White House. I had some guests there that I brought with that wanted their picture taken with her.
Sure.
And so I said hello to her, and I chit-chatted, and I said, you're looking good. And she just kind of laughed at me, and I said, seriously, I said, those are some arms. And she said, well, she made a nice compliment about myself, and then she moved
no,
out.
No, stop. So. No, no, sir. No, sir, you're not going to get away with it. What did she say to you? She made a nice compliment about myself. What did she say?
Something to the effect of, you're not too bad yourself.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then you guys went into a pose-off, right? Like at the end of a bodybuilding competition?
You know, I bet that never happened with Mamie Eisenhower.
I bet not.
It just never did.
I gotta say, elected to Congress at age 27, big deal. Gotten some props from Michelle. That's something, sir.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You know, I think Joe Biden overheard it, got a little jealous.
I'm sure. In April of 2009, we spoke to Paula Deen, the Southern chef, restaurateur, and cooking show host, and we asked her on a whim what we might find in her refrigerator. When she went into the kitchen, she found something she never expected to see.
Oh my goodness, my refrigerator is slap-kadab full. There's pumpkin cake on the counter. There's a caramelized apple cake on the counter. There's a standing rib roast that I had left over from the other night. Let's see, I'm coming in here to look. Let me see what all's in here. Oh, my gosh, so much chicken and lasagna and lots of sour cream and butter and mayonnaise. There's tons of mayonnaise in here. And, there's a bowl of fruit.
How'd that get there?
I don't know. I must have got that from my grandson, Jack.
That's sure. Got to be the loneliest bowl of fruit in the Southland.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell y'all what the best thing in my refrigerator is. It's a chocolate brownie cobbler. It will knock your socks clean off and into the washer. It is fabulous. And listen.
What?
Michael, I just walked in here in the kitchen, and Michael's sitting down to eat. Guess what he's eating?
What is he eating?
Nutrisystem.
No. No.
Yes, he is. Wedge potatoes.
What a blow.
Beefsteak. He has made a vow to lose 95 pounds by Christmas, and then he said he's going to write a book, How I Lost 95 Pounds and Married to Paula Deen.
In February of 2011, right before the Oscars, we hosted Jesse Eisenberg, who was nominated for his performance as the founder of Facebook in the movie The Social Network. Naturally, Peter asked him how he researched his role.
The Social Network, huge movie from last year. You play Mark Zuckerberg, the very real person who founded Facebook. We understand you were not a big Facebook guy, though, before you got this role.
No, and this is something I really wanted to tell you because I had never seen Facebook, and then I was rehearsing for the movie, and I was my character was discussing all of these things that I didn't know anything about, and so I got a Facebook page while I was listening to this show, and I didn't want to use my own name, so I used your name. And
I'm sorry, what?
The account has been deleted. Soon thereafter, but. It was the strangest.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You're telling me that as part of your research for this role, you opened a Facebook account under my name.
Yes. Now, the strange thing was, I was doing interviews for several months about the movie, and people would always ask me, "Do you have a Facebook page?" And I would always say no because I had deleted the account. But people would say that that they had looked online the night before and that they saw that I did have a Facebook page or that I had several. So I would always get kind of quietly furious that somebody was pretending to be me. It never occurred to me until they asked me to do this show that I had done that to somebody. And I apologize if you have experienced any strange looks or.
You might think that famous people play by different rules than you and me. You'd be right. Here's Miss America Caressa Cameron revealing at least one of those rules when we talked to her in August 2010. Tell me about the protocol. What are the rules? What do they say, Miss America? You're Miss America now, so you have to.
Okay, you're Miss America now, so you can't wear jeans. You're Miss America now, so you can't say no. You're Miss America.
Wait a minute.
Now...
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait.
Wait,
when it's appropriate.
Who exactly told you that, and in what context were they thinking of?
Like if someone asks you for a picture, even if you're trying to catch a flight, you kind of have to oblige and take the picture, that sort of thing.
So tell us more. So the rules, you can't say no, you can't wear jeans. What else?
Let's see. What I guess all kinds of random things I can't
do. Have
if
more
I'm in
than...
an evening gown
say
and
again?
I'm getting in a limousine or out of a limousine, I cannot scoot.
You cannot scoot?
No scooting.
No scooting.
What does that mean?
Like I can't scoot over and let someone else sit. They have to go around.
There's no scooting?
No scooting.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Did you know about that before you signed up for the contest?
I think it's more of like an image thing, and just so that there's no Britney Spears oopsies.
If you're not
scooting, it doesn't happen,
Wouldn't that simply be taken care of by always having to wear underwear?
Well, yes, absolutely. But even then, you wouldn't want to show that.
That's true.
Right.
Scooting is... No, you guys don't understand this.
No, clearly not.
Scooting is an art, right, Caressa?
Yes. There's a lot.
She wouldn't know. She's not allowed to do it.
Right.
Back in the day, she could scoot.
It's a lost art.
Right.
Yes.
So you're halfway through your reign as Miss America. You're out there. You're being nice. You're not scooting. When the day your reign is over and you hand over the tiara to the next Miss America next January, what's the first thing you're going to do? What's the first? I mean, it's like, people come back from war and they say, I'm going to have a hamburger, I'm going to have a beer.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you're going to do?
Wow. I don't know. All my friends are going to be in Vegas. So I have no idea what we're going to do because for the last year, I
let's think. You haven't been able to misbehave. You'll be in Vegas with all your friends.
No.
Hey, what were the dates of that exactly?
I'm totally going to behave.
You should scoot and scream no.
Yeah.
Over and over.
That's exactly what I'll do.
I'm scooting.